Radio 2.
If I may say so, my dear, that was a sumptuous slice of turkey roast.
Oh, yes, it was, wasn't it, my darling?
It was, my darling.
Yes, it was. But I hope you saved some room for this pud.
Ooh! Christmas pud. Too,
oh,
eh?
Yes, it's traditional.
Traditional?
I am even going to set light to it.
Good. Whoa.
There. Now, you dig inside with your spoon right. And see if you can find a sixpence.
I will. Hello. There is something in here.
Oh, is it a sixpence?
No. Quick, blow out them flames. It's a VAT demand.
Here, bringing you all the seasonal news, is the News Hudlines White Christmas, starring Roy Hudd, Chris Emmett and June Whitfield, with Peter Moss and the Hudliners.
Thank you very much indeed, folks, and welcome to the show. Yes, the show that does for the news what retirement from public life does for Princess Diana. Well, what a year it's been, eh? Claims of recovery turning out to be untrue, horses running the Grand National and being disqualified, Paddy Ashdown driving his car into a motorcyclist, and Stephen Norris admitting he had five mistresses. Yes, it's been slumping, jumping, bumping, and humiliation for at least one of the government's ministers. This year, of course, also, campaigners were saying Santa Claus should be banned because he sets a bad example by being fat, smoking, drinking, and sitting on his backside. Well, it never bothered Kenneth Clark, has it, eh? And I see animal rights protesters demonstrated dressed only in Santa hats. It worked, too. It's put me right off pork chipolatas for life, I promise you. And we found out that Prince Philip did the pools. Mind you, he kept blaming it on the corgis, but there we are. Yeah. Stainless Stephen, 1949, very good. And I see that the Queen's speech is said to be far more businesslike. Yes, she's charging us all £8 to hear it. And also this year, more players at Wimbledon shaved off their chest hair. Didn't half make a difference to Martina Navratilova, I can tell you. Among the more bizarre stories of the year was that survey that revealed that one in three men is a cross-dresser. Yeah. Well, it's not me. Don't think it's Chris. So it must be Cleggy, mustn't it? Oh, and a church's pre-Christmas competition had a prize of a night out with the vicar. Trouble was, it was only the choir boys who could enter. It's a damn shame, really. Oh, did you see that the old GLC headquarters is being turned into a hotel by some Japanese? The only problem is, the minute you turn up, they keep taking your photo. Almost immediately, the Hudliners had their throbbing Kawasakis between their legs and went over to find out what kind of slant the new owners are taking.
Hurry along, Flora. The new owner of the hotel will be here any minute.
Oh, in a fuss yourself, Mr. Carruthers. You're assistant manager. I'm head chambermaid. Between us, we can handle anything.
It's true, but not during working hours, Flora. Now, do we know who the new owner is yet?
I think his name's O'Shaughnessy.
Oh, excellent. He'll bring a touch of traditional Irish hospitality to our guests, especially over the festive season. Ah, here he comes now.
Hello! Permit me to introduce honourable self. I am new owner of the hotel, Mr. O'Shaughnessy. From Japan, in case you're not working out yet.
Japan? Oh, now I see.
No, O'Shaughnessy.
Welcome to your new hotel, Mr. O'Shaughnessy.
Taka.
You realize, of course, this building used to be the GLC HQ.
Click-click. Not understand, missy. You're not drunk on duty, are you?
No, sir. What Flora means is that this used to be County Hall, the offices of the GLC.
GLC? What is that?
The Greater London Council.
Of course, former home of Lead Ken Rivingstone. Ah, so.
Some people thought he was.
George Lobe, 1927.
Well, everything different now. We have new name for building. Grand Hotel.
Grand Hotel?
No, Grand Hotel. Perfect name if people like Michael Winner visit us for Dirty Weekend.
Oh, I see. A bit of Nookie, you mean.
I'll tell you about Nookie. She my favorite geisha girl back in Japan. So, what prams you got? What brands for offering right?
Well, we've invited lots of celebrities along. People like Mr. Carpenter, the sports commentator, and Dame Tikanawa, the opera singer. You know, Harry and Kiri.
Harry Kiri? You're trying to be funny, round eyes. If knives come out for anybody, it'll be you. Now, everything must go off smoothly. For greater glory of rising sun.
Oh, yes. You mean your country, Japan.
No, I mean Mr. Oshinase Jr. I give him job as top lift boy. He, my rising sun. Look out, they're coming towards us.
Don't worry, sir. We'll make sure everything we offer our guests is A1.
A1? How you know about her? She my second favorite geisha girl. What else you got planned?
Well, on Christmas Eve, we're holding a convention for the National Mothers Union Amateur Theatrical Society.
Oh, very good. We have similar society in Japan. Ooh. The Yamahama Mama Drama. Every runner, runner. Thank you, thank you.
Then, of course, we'll be having a special party on New Year's Eve.
Hog my knee.
I don't want to hog your knee, no. I only just met you.
Oh, no, sir, no. No, sir, no, Hogmanay. It's the big party night when we all join hands and enjoy a wee nip.
I heard about brokes like you. We have a name for your sort in Japan. Ninja beer.
Talking of beer, have we ordered enough seasonal fare for our extra special guests?
Ah, yes, we have Brooking for the Windsors, the loyal family.
Oh, haven't you heard they're not loyal anymore? At least not to each other, they're not.
Then we have Mr. and Mrs. John Smith booked in. Ha ha! Ha ha! A rikery story. A totally unbelievable man.
That's the leader of the Labour Party, sir.
Like I say, totally unbelievable. And who was that little squat of a messenger boy I saw as I came in? The one in the dull grey uniform.
That's the Prime Minister, Mr. Major.
Last time I saw a face like that was in display window of Sushi Raw Fish Bar. We certainly have a rum rot of guests for first night.
Yes, well, I'll switch on the television news. They might be showing our hotel's gala opening.
England, nil. Papua New Guinea Youth Reserves B Team, 12. And now a late weather flash. Due to unforeseen comedy necessity, heavy snowdrifts have hit central London, with particularly bad conditions around the new Grand Hotel area. Roads are impassable, my tyre's implausible, and this script's impossible. Good night.
Ricky, we're all trapped.
Oh, we're doomed. Doomed. Do you hear me? Doomed.
All right, pull yourself together, Flora. As long as we don't panic, we can face anything.
But Pete Moss and the headliners are trapped in the hotel with us.
Doomed. Doomed. They're all doomed.
And we might run out of food. We could starve to death.
Don't worry. That fits with all proverb we have in Japan. The customer is always right. Thank you.
Oh, John. What a lovely room. And so much snow. Oh, we could be here for ages.
Yes, Norma, just think. This is where those lefties thought up their revolutionary plot to provide low fares on London transport. And now it's a thriving Japanese business. I think that says a lot about what we've done to this country over the last 14 years, don't you?
Well, yes, beloved, but...
What, my angel?
Well, did it have to be the Japanese?
Now, now, Norma. The British and the Japanese have a long tradition of industrial cooperation, going back to, the Burma Railway.
Hey, John, look at that lovely double bed.
Where?
Oh, come on, hunky. Make it with me now.
Don't be silly, Norma. It's already made. Look.
Never mind. Oh, look, remote control telly. Do you think they've got those in-house movies?
What?
Yes. Oh, yes, here it is. Look, for an extra £10, we can see naughty vicars lose their knickers. Oh, what about it, John?
Oh, you know I don't like religious programs, Norma. Anyway, I've got to finish wrapping the presents.
Well, at least then come and do it on the bed next to me, dearest.
I beg your pardon?
Wrap the presents.
Oh, all right. Now, where did I put those padded envelopes there? Are you sitting on them?
Oh, John, now stop it. Now, what are you doing? John, careful.
Hello, hello. What are you two up to now?
We were just looking for a jiffy bag.
Very wise, my love. You don't know where he's been, do you, eh?
Really?
Clarky.
John was wrapping the present.
Oh, yeah? What do you got for me, then?
A delayed action spray.
Yeah?
Well, it's a bit like your budget, really. It's all wrapped up to look nice and harmless, and then suddenly it stings you right in the assets.
Oh, there you go. What else is there?
Well, there's a special game of Monopoly for John McGregor.
What's special about that?
Oh, once you've bought all the stations, you can close them down and turn them into car parks.
Anything for Lily or Howard or Portillo?
Oh, I got them all books on genealogy.
What for?
So they can find out who their fathers were. Oh, and look, do you think Virginia will like this? Cindy's hospital set.
It's just six men in bowler hats.
Yes, I'm afraid by the time I'd paid for the administrators, there was nothing left for anything else. So, well, I think that's all, really. Better get down and join the others.
Hang on a minute. Who's this nice card for?
Oh, well, that's for, Jerry Adams.
What? Why are you sending him such a lovely card when you've been so horrid to everyone else?
Oh, that's easy.
How do you mean?
He's the only one who's still speaking to me.
Quick, quick. Hurry along there, number one, Suzanne. Plenty of guests arriving. At this rate, hotel will soon be fuller than a sumo wrestler's lunchbox.
Not to worry, honorable father. If necessary, I will shove them in the annex.
Not without being introduced, you don't. Remember, we got a lot of very important people booked in.
Oh.
If this goes well, we get 3 stars and dog with cross through it in the AA guide.
Dog with cross through it? What that mean?
Soup's off. Ferroncho, to go up to big suite on top floor and service guests.
What do you think I am, geisha?
You know your own business best. And hurry, son, that very important people, British Empress and family, including Clown Plinks of Wales. Very into photography.
Photography? Ah, you mean...
Yes, because he's always hoarding camera.
Like, well... So you're ruthless, are you? Just a few weeks' work and then they throw you on the scrap heap, hmm? Oh, bad karma, man. What's that? It's only the pot that keeps you going. Oh, well, one says...
Charles, stop talking to that bally Christmas tree, will you? You've got it so bored, even the needles are dropping off. Oh, and for God's sake, look cheerful. Look a bit festive, boy, will you? What's that confounded thing on your head?
Oh, it's one's paper hat, Father. It's recycled.
Recycled paper hat? I know a Harrod's carrier bag when I see one. Even when you've got your ears sticking through the handles, almost. God, you make yourself useful, eh? Give your mother a hand opening the Christmas card.
Oh, there really is no need, Philip. If there's one thing we have had plenty of practice at, it's opening things. Oh, look. Here's a nice card. Listen to this.
From down under, I send greeting. Aussie's own PM, Paul Keating.
Oh.
Though you're our queen, I'm going to stop it. So make like a kangaroo and hop it. How peculiar.
It is peculiar, a bit like the picture here. Two plum duffs and a didgeridoo. I think, you know, I'm not sure. That reminds me, boy, bumped into that wife of yours yet? Any chance of a reconciliation?
Slight. She did promise we could appear together at a state funeral. Mine.
Mm. Oh, look, Philip, this card must be from your people.
My people?
Yes, it has a Mediterranean postmark.
Oh, let's see. Oh, yeah. When you visited, we pouted, swore at you, threw rocks and shouted. Now, to stop you having Christmas merry, we've all done something in your Cyprus sherry. I think... yes, I think it's from some long-lost relative. Let's hope they stay that way now. Speaking of far-flung family, has anyone seen...
Why, hello, Miss Watch, the box by night. All feeling rather jolly. A bone, a prog by Ted came on. And they all cried, oh, this is jolly. Fantabulosa festivities, Mumsy. Pops, Chazza, how bone at a body reeks again.
Oh, Edward, one bit of the family you can't fling far enough. Well, where have you been all day, boy?
Hmm?
And what's that you're wearing?
What?
Oh, got a pointy red shoe, silver tights, yellow waistcoaty thing.
One's jerkin.
Is one, right, well. And why have you got that blue nightcap on?
Well, one's been helping Father Christmas, Pops.
Oh, ooh, dear. Groovy. Can one give a hand?
Oh, it's no good, Liz. We'll have to tell the boys the truth about Santa. That you can't get what you want just by writing it on a piece of paper.
Well, it always worked with the civil list.
Yeah.
One believes what Edward means is that he has got himself a little job.
In one, Mumsy. Just while I'm waiting for a below-the-line green light on a couple of mega media projects, you understand. One's been busy in the Enchanted Grotto, helping Santa fill his stockings. But I can work my way up.
Yeah, to mucking out the reindeer, I suppose. Edward, if you must wave your magic wand about like that, don't stand under the mistletoe. You're exciting the footman again. And Charles, how about a blasted drink?
Ooh.
There must be one minibar Margaret hasn't picked the lock of, isn't there?
Oh, wow, heavy vibes.
Oh, good, Philip. This is the last card opened. It's from our government.
Oh, really?
Yes. 40 years you've ruled this nation, led us through each state occasion. Just one thing we ought to mention. Dead retire, we've cut your pension. Oh, God. Surely that should have come for our anniversary.
Probably taken them that long to save up for the stamp. Right. Well, just clear up these envelopes here, I say. Look. Here's an airmail one you've missed here.
Where?
Well, it's all pink, mauve and crumpled now.
Oh, all...
Where's that paper knife?
Here, I...
Lodge me. Get off, you unsanitary claws. You'll be having someone's mince pies out. What's your all in the condiments of the seasoning? I was just looking for some of that Christmas spirit.
Ooh, goodwill to all men.
No, the gin, dear. Christmas Day wouldn't be the same without me little snifter. Well, neither would any other day come to that.
So you enjoy the Yuletide tradition?
Oh, yes, you bet I does, Philopides. Oh, that magic moment you hear the first choral singers when everyone goes very still and quiet so they can pretend they's out.
Difficult celebrating during the war, though, eh?
Oh, no, dear, no. On the big day, we still had the special meal. Wasn't easy, though. We had to let them melt down the vegetable dishes to make spot fires.
What about the sprouts?
No, they made hurricanes, dear. Still does, I'm afraid. And afterwards, old Minnie Churchill had come round for his Christmas box. Oh, we'd have a few more drinks and a bit of a knees up. He'd do his singing in the rain with the standard lump and the soda siphon.
So Christmas was a very jolly affair.
Oh, I'll say, Phyllis Ann, I remembers it well. In fact... Okay,
eyes dreaming of a tight Christmas, just like we had in days of yore with my Bertie, with the glasses clinking. Ooh, and young Margaret drinking.
Drinking what?
Well, dear, her first Gordon's through a straw.
I'm dreaming of a tight Christmas.
Oh, gosh, he's off.
By heck, I've sucked some stuff tonight.
Frank Randall of Balmoral.
It's the only thing I can get right. So may all my Christmases be tight.
Have a drink, Pops. One screaming for a tight Christmas. That's why one's got up like an elf.
He's got no gnome to go to.
One's got the best lallies.
What are they?
Legs, yeah.
In all the palace. One loves, simply adores, bartering oneself.
Look out, the governor's coming.
Oh, gosh.
Well, we are dreaming of a tight Christmas.
Yes, tight as a drama.
Our Christmas message we'll recite.
We'll pray for an abdication.
We, the Queen, are high as a kite. So may all our Christmases be tight.
One's dreaming of a tight Christmas. One's ideal present is the throne.
He's behind one.
For one's stocking filler.
But nobody's going to say.
One wants Camilla.
I knew it.
And no, absolutely no buggers on the phone.
I know, like the way all this snow is falling. Everyone feel trapped. Could become suicidal.
They go kamikaze.
If things get really bad, yes, they will. There'll be great cross of face. Then I have to go back to Japan with tail between my legs.
I told you to wear loose a kimono.
Shut up.
Right, Honorable Father, what I do next?
Yeah. Take this note to people in economy suite.
In economy suite, yes. Yeah.
Tell them, so sorry, can no give them room number they wanted.
Who this for? Oh, Mr. and Mrs. Smith?
Yes. Even in this place, he's got no chance of getting into number 10. Oh.
Oh, drab the thing. Oh, why won't it open? Oh, blast. I told Elizabeth to take her key with her.
Hello, Smithy boy, aren't I? Merry Eisted.
O'Neill, you'd better come in. I thought you'd gone home hours ago.
Oh, I'm stuck in this damn snow as well, didn't I? If I'd got away as soon as our dinner was over, I'd have beaten the blizzard. Oh, Glenys will be beside herself at home with worry, and it's bad enough with only one of her.
Well, why didn't you get away as soon as dinner was over?
Because you lot cleared off and left me to foot the bill, and I didn't have any money, because Glenys wouldn't let me have a credit card just before Christmas. So I had to do all the hotel's washing up. I know I'm stranded here, and the hotel is full, and there are no spare rooms, so I've got nowhere to sleep. And can I please stay here in your room with you and Elizabeth? Isn't it?
O'Neill, I'd like to help, but you know what Elizabeth is like. She'll go do lally.
Oh, and where is the little breath of Scottish ever?
She's gone downstairs to headbutt the night porter. She still hasn't brought up a pint of heavy she ordered over half an hour ago. All I want is a slimline malt whiskey, and the damn minibar thing won't open.
blasted Japanese rubbish. Oh, no. It's Elizabeth's back. You'd better get in the bathroom quick.
What?
Oh, I'll have to soften her up. Get in there, Neil. Elizabeth Hen, how did you get out? Oh, I see you got your wee dram.
Oh, and not without some agro either. This hotel's full of skilly-eyed stookies and no mistake.
Elizabeth, my little turtle dove, you didn't disgrace yourself in the reception area, did you?
Just a wee stussy. I merely grabbed him by the frapple and fetched him a hefty one on the wallies.
Oh, Elizabeth, I do love it when you talk dirty. Let's slide between the sheets and play doctors and nurses. As long as I don't have to be the hospital porter again.
Oh, and why were you, you mucky-minded midden? I'm off for a bath.
Oh, very well. Oh, no, Elizabeth, you can't go in there, my little sprig of haggis.
Why not?
I was about to have a bath.
Out my way, the new.
Elizabeth, I...
There's a ginger inflatable in the bath.
Elizabeth, it's me. Neil, won't you?
John Smith, what's this clutty dumpling doing here?
He had nowhere to stay, Hen. Neil, when I said get in the bathroom, I didn't mean you could have a bath. Cover yourself up, please.
I am. That's my rubber duck I'm holding.
Oh, thank God for that.
Why were you? You Welsh wuzzock.
Elizabeth Hen, let's be charitable. After all, it is Christmas.
I game charity. Let me get at him.
Oh, keep her away from me, Smudger, or I'll set Richard Clegg on to her.
Your obscene threats mean nothing to me. And keep still, you freckled thirsty, so I can put your gas out of heap.
I bet you understand everything Rabsy Nesbitt says, don't you?
Neil, get off our bed at once. Oh, come in.
Neil? John, Elizabeth, what's going on here?
Oh, you. Hello, Glenys, aren't I? I thought you were at home, look you.
It's just as well I'm not, isn't it? Why are you standing on that bed, wet and naked, holding a rubber duck in front of yourself, Neil? A likely story. Out of my way, Elizabeth. Neil, compliments of the season. Stitch that.
Hey, I'm in George on
And finally, Hudline's predictions for 1994.
Princess Margaret takes her royal duties more seriously by going to Dover and opening a port.
A brandy, a sherry, and a whiskey.
Ken Dodd is appointed Minister for Taxes.
You can't miss his office. It's the one underneath the huge mattress, you know.
Michael Winner releases a sequel to Death Wish 3, but featuring much more sex and nudity.
Yes, it's called Death Wish 4.
1994 will see the appointment of an England manager determined to defeat the rest of the world.
At last, I knew they'd come to that senses.
Ex-Coronation Street star Brian Tilsley makes a comeback in the TV comedy Surgical Spirit.
That's right, he's playing one of the splints.
And that's the end of the Headlines predictions.
But we'll be back next year unless Maggie moves in next door to me while I'm doing Panto in Bournemouth. Ta-da for now!
That was the News Headlines White Christmas, starring Roy Hart, Chris Emmett and June Whitfield, with Peter Marston, the headliners. The announcer was Richard Clay. Sketches were by Mike Common, Michael Dines, Jed Parsons, Tony Hare, Peter Hickey, Richard Stoneman and Mark Christendon, D.A. Barham, Nick R. Thomas, Tony Farrow, Jenny Godin, Dave Single and Ivan Shakespeare, with songs by Richard Quick and Jeremy Brown. Additional lines by Rob Colley, Dave Dixon, Barry Atkins, Carl Tollerton and Ian Pattinson, Robert Fraser-Steele, Phil Rosen and Charlie Adam.
All of whom are hoping to hang from their mantelpieces this Christmas, our producers,
Richard Wilson and Phil Belka.
Talk to the trees. Hello? It's Charles. Charles, I just wanted to say Happy Christmas. And I really do hope the press leave you alone in the new year. Is you deserve a break from all that media attention. A chance to have some real privacy. Bye-bye, Camilla.